Hello, Ms. Thomas.
Martha speaking.
Hi, Ms. Thomas. My name is Adrian. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Hair Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
And Ms. Thomas, were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Me, myself, yeah.
Sorry?
Me, myself, yeah.
You were diagnosed with Depo Provera? I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Thomas. And again, my name is Adrian on a recorded line. So, Ms. Thomas, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please, yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have anybody assisting me right now, no.
You said no?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim, yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes. Yeah.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain. It was
I see. I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Thomas. And what is the date of your diagnosis?
Hello?
Yes, what is the date of your diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis April of 2021.
Sorry, you said April 18th?
No, April 10th of 2021.
I have April 10th of 2021. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
Yes, I got a CT scan.
Was it was it a CT scan and an MRI, or just a CT scan?
No, for the brain tumor, for the meningioma, I received the the surgery.
Yes.
Surgery, radiation therapy.
I see. But what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan?
I'm sorry, yes.
No worries.
I got a CT scan,
mm-hmm.
MRI, I got a biopsy done as well, and blood tests done as well.
I see. And Ms. Thomas, what is your date of birth?
8/3/1994.
I have 8/3/1994.
Correct.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No? No worries. And these are going to be yes or no questions here. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic Mejo Progesterone acetate?
It was just the Depo Provera P virus.
Depo Provera. And then did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
No.
So did you only use Depo Provera, correct? You never switched to the generic version or anything like that?
No, I was just doing the P visor.
Sorry?
I was doing the Depo Provera P visor.
P visor, I see. Yes, from
yeah.
P visor. So is that a yes, correct? So did you only use the Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version?
Yeah, that's all I used, correct.
So that's a yes, correct?
Correct.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it, yes, for at least 1 year minimum. I used it for at least like 3 years.
I see. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, I was getting injections every 3 months.
Okay. But that's a yes, correct?
Correct, yes. I'm sorry.
No worries. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? Did you use it between those between
Yes.
January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Yes. And then what is your usage start date? To your approximate, you know, to your best knowledge, what was your start date? When did you start using Depo Provera?
In June of 2018.
You said June 2018?
Yes.
And then when did you stop?
In 2021, in March.
March of 2021?
Correct.
And then your main injury or medical problem you advised me with is that you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Correct.
And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Thomas?
I'm a female.
And then your marital status?
I'm single.
And your first and last name from you, please.
Regina Thomas.
And just to confirm, I have Regina as R-E-G-I-N-A and Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Perfect. And then what is your social security number?
And it's 621-74-8922.
I have 621-74-8923.
22. 8922.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then I have your primary contact email as regina.thomas20@yahoo.com.
Correct.
And your primary mobile phone number as 213-352-0792. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime is fine.
Okay. But it does make me choose an option. So which one would
you
like?
You can do afternoon.
Afternoon?
That's fine.
Perfect. And what is your primary full address?
My address is 45404 Corkwood, Corkwood Avenue in Lancaster, California, 93534.
So just to confirm, I have 45404 Corkwood Avenue, Lancaster, Los Angeles County, California, zip code 93534.
Correct.
Perfect. And do you have an apartment number or building number?
No.
No. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Lance Lee.
What was it?
Lance Lee.
And how would you, Lance Lee?
Yeah, Lance, L-A-N-C-E, last name Lee, L-E-E.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then what is the diagnosing facility name called?
It was Adventist Health in Glendale.
You said Atlantis?
Adventist Health in Glendale.
Adventist
Health, yes.
Oh, Glendale. Adventist, perfect. Sorry, it's a little hard to hear you. I think it's like a little staticky in the background, but
I'm sorry.
No worries, I could hear you just fine. And then I have Adventist Health Glendale in 1509 Wilson Terrace, Glendale, California.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that confirmation. And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And then, what is your treating doctor's name? Who is the doctor that treated you? The same one, or is it a different one?
The same doctor that diagnosed me, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And then what about your prescribing doctor, the one that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals, your medication?
My doctor is a Lancaster, Ryan de Gaulle.
So it's a different doctor?
Yes.
Okay, so you said...
My primary care doctor...
No, not your primary care doctor, your prescribing doctor's name. You're the one that's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals, your medication.
Yeah, that's my doctor. That's Lance Lee.
Okay. You said, so the same one, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. Thank you for that. And then what about your pharmacy name?
I went to CVS.
CVS. And which CVS would that happen to be?
Lancaster on Avenue K.
Okay, CVS. Lancaster And would it be, there's a couple CVSs. Would it happen to be the one that's 2006 West Avenue, J, Lancaster?
Let me see. Is it 24 hours? I don't know the address by heart right here. Is it 24 hours?
Yes, this one's 24 hours, but there's another
Yeah.
one that's 24 hours.
Wait. Hold on. Let me double check. Wait, let me give you the character. And I'm sorry.
No worries. Take your time. Actually, I think this is the only one that is 24 hours. So just to confirm, if you want to double check, the address I have is 2006 West Avenue.
What's happening, Jay?
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Perfect.
That was the 24 hours you get.
Yes, perfect. Thank you for that. And then, would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes at all?
No.
No. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party for yourself?
All the records is in a doctor. I can give the information and give you everything.
Okay. And then, can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both if the attorneys do ask you?
Both, either way is fine.
Both. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes, you can put my mother down.
Your mother. And do you live with your mother by any chance?
No.
No. And what is your mother's name?
Lorene, Loreen.
I have Lorene.
Correct. Her last name is Young, Youngu.
And then her phone number, please.
661-349-3609.
I have 661-349-3609.
Correct.
Perfect. And then, do you happen to know her email and address?
I might know her address. I don't know her email.
You don't know any of them?
No, I don't know her email address. No, I know her address, not her email, though.
Oh, okay, no
I know
worries.
her physical address.
I'll go ahead and put your email address just because it does require me to put something there if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
And then what about her address?
45021 Redwood, REDWOOD Avenue, apartment 102, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Sorry, can you repeat that zip code one more time, please?
93534.
I have 93534, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. So just to confirm, I have 45021 Redwood Avenue, apartment 102, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Correct.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything here in the intake correct with you before I send you it via email and text message. And then from that point on, in the next 48 hours, one of the attorneys that you've been assigned to will be contacting you. Just make sure you pick up the call. I'll be sure to give you the name of the law firm that you've been assigned to and their direct line. But let me just go ahead and confirm that I have everything here correct with you, and then I'll send that to you. And then the DocuSign should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are. Again, it should only take about a minute, but I'll walk you through it if you need any assistance. So let me go ahead and just make sure I have everything here correct. Miss, I have Regina Thomas, and just to confirm, I have Regina, REGINA Thomas, THOMAS, correct?
Correct.
And then the street address is 45404 Corkwood Avenue, Lancaster, California, 93534. Telephone number is 213-352-0792. Email address is last name period first name 20@yahoo.com. Was that all correct?
Correct.
Perfect. I have the date of birth as 8/3/1994, social as 621-74-8922. Was that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then let me know when you have that opened up in front of you, and then I'll go ahead and walk you through it.
The text message and the email is the same form?
Yeah, so you should have received an email or text message from Adrian Lopez, which is me. So go ahead and click the link that's in either of those, and it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent, or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. Are you at that part yet?
Yes, I'm fine now.
Perfect. So at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make sure your signature's inside the margins, inside the square, and then hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then if it asks you for the initials, you might have to draw your initials and do the same thing that you did for what you did for signatures for the initials.
Okay.
And then at the top right of the screen, once you're done, the yellow box should say finish. If it says finish, you can go ahead and click it, and it will go ahead and submit it for you. If it says next, you may have skipped a field, and it will just direct you to the field you may have skipped.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm finding it now.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, you say you're all done.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end of things to see if it says it was completed. And perfect. It does say that you have completed it. So thank you so much for that, Ms. Thomas. So let me go ahead and give you the law firm that you've been assigned to and their direct line. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand.
Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the law firm you've been assigned to is named Pulaski, which is P-U-L-A-S-K-I. Pulaski Legal, that's the law firm. And their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And again, Ms. Thomas, you should be receiving a call within the next 48 hours from one of the attorneys that you've been assigned to, and just make sure you pick up their call. If for whatever reason they do not call you, go ahead and give that direct line a call, but just make sure to give them 2 days, but they should be calling you within the next 48 hours. But again, Ms. Thomas, I do really appreciate your time. Thank you for your time, and I'll make sure to send you a text message right now, right after this phone call, so that way if you have my point of contact, if you have any questions, concerns, you can always feel free and contact me. But as of right now, you are assigned to that law firm, and if you want to update on your case, you can always feel free and contact them as well. But other than that, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Do you have any questions or concerns for me before I let you go, Ms. Thomas?
No, not yet, but if I do, I will surely contact you. So much, thank you so much, Adrian.
Of course, Ms. Thomas. And again, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.